This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of the program. In this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our favorite guys, one of our regular contributors, esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein, is standing by to bring us up to speed on all the news happening from the Motor City to around the automotive world. Also coming up in hour number two of the program on many of these Auto World stations, we're going to open the hood, kind of throw it open, and do a little under-the-hood segment with ASE-certified mechanic Pam Oates. She's also the author of Car Care for the Clueless, and always fun to have Pam on board. And we'll be joined by Tom Cotter as well in hour number two. He's the guy that started a franchise a number of years ago with a barn find series of books. It all started with the Cobra in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, the Corvette in the barn. There's been more in the barns than you could possibly imagine, and he is arguably, in my opinion, probably the most financially successful automotive author of all time. But what a great guy he is, and we really look forward to having him with us. Telephone-wise, here's the number. We've also got other things in store for you guys as well. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, email. More and more these days, people like to use the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Hey, by the way, don't forget, don't miss out, because one of my sponsors here has got a really cool thing, and all you have to do is send an email, get a pencil, write this down, get a pen, get a magic marker, whatever you need to do. Just write down either one of these email addresses, either dan@thelubepage.com, dan@thelubepage.com, or george@oilhelp.com. And if you email those guys up, they're going to hook you up with a really cool free offering that's good for an entire year. So don't miss out. And speaking of don't miss out, don't touch that dial, as they say, because we now bring forth to the program one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He's a contributor to NPR. You'll see him on John McElroy's program from time to time. He writes for a whole slew of publications, but he's also the publisher of his own, which is the DetroitBureau.com. Paul Eisenstein, welcome back to Auto World.
Bob, good to be with you.
Why don't we begin with some story that you've got up on the Detroit Bureau about Mary Barra, who, of course, is General Motors' chief executive officer. Evidently, there are some political rumors swirling around.
Yeah, Bob, it's been interesting the last few days watching what's going on with the auto industry and the new Trump administration. We should probably go through that and see what that has all translated into. But one of the things a lot of people were wondering was whether Mary Barra, the CEO and chairman of General Motors, might find a place in the new administration down in Washington. As you know, she's on an advisory council. She met with the president in D.C. just days after the inauguration, and again, when he came through the Detroit area, about 6 weeks or so ago, met with all sorts of senior executives from across the auto industry. And there was speculation she would go down to that job, but has now squelched it. She says, quote, "I am 150% committed to this company, so don't expect Mary Barra to be leaving GM anytime soon."
Interesting. And Paul, I know myself as well as the listeners would really love to hear your insight on the Trump administration so far. We're 100 days in, and tell us a little bit about the impact so far and possible things that we might see in the not-too-distant future.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. I set out to do as non-political a story as I could in an incredibly politicized era to try to see what the folks in the auto industry were saying. And you have to understand that this is generally a conservative business, but a number of outspoken folks who are much more liberal and many people who are trying to find a way to balance their politics between personal politics and what is happening in the country. What I did discover was that there were many people, no matter what their politics, who were pleased to think that we may have some steps taken to address the tax code. A lot of people would like to see simplification of taxes. But that in itself was not very simple. One, a lot of people were disappointed that all we got was basically a one-page scribble. There really was no tax proposal, as you probably are aware, and the folks in the auto industry are extremely aware of that, that there really is no plan. There's just some ideas. So that was both an exciting thing for people and a disappointment. Curiously, where the auto industry is probably the most opposed to this administration has been on NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, which many of his followers, his strongest followers, wanted to see the president step in and try to eliminate the free trade agreement. He, during his campaign, made it sound like Mexico was stealing all these jobs. Well, the auto industry has been pressing hard, including a lot of dealers. They've been very upset and very politically active. And so they were extremely happy when the president did a 180 the other day, completely reversed himself, and said that he is not going to get rid of NAFTA, will only try to negotiate some changes, and signaling that even those might not be as big as was originally expected. So here's a position where they're very happy when the president failed, and very happy but skeptical as he moves forward on another pledge, which is, of course, taxes. And if you'd like, we can talk about a few other areas.
Sure, absolutely, Paul. I know there's been speculation about the upcoming CAFE requirements, the rather high numbers that are expected for 2025. There was some expectation that perhaps the Trump administration might do something about that. What's the latest on that score?
Well, we had some senior auto industry people meet in Washington just the other day on Friday with representatives, including the new Transportation Secretary Elaine Cho. And so a lot of people are trying to figure out exactly what that's going to bring. The president did say that he would reopen the so-called midterm review of the corporate average fuel economy standards, as you said, 54.5 miles a gallon by 2025. So a lot of people are waiting to see. I think there was some surprise that he didn't just plain out take steps to try to either end CAFE or reduce or delay those standards. He seems to be taking the cautious road, much more cautious than on other environmental issues, and saying the review will continue. There was a meeting on Friday. Many people are wondering what that means. There's talk that there will be a reduction in emission standards on things like diesel for heavy trucks and other emission standards, that he will effectively defund some of the investigations by the EPA, which worries a number of environmentalists and non-environs. The CAFE thing, people are wondering what he'll do. But here's the curious thing. A number of executives have told me that it almost doesn't matter. At this point, we're so far along, and planning has gone so far. Joe Hinrichs, who is the number three man at Ford, he's the president of the Americas, said it really doesn't matter. All the products that we were going to be developing are probably going to come out anyway. The only difference, no matter what the president does with CAFE, will probably be in the model mix. You'll still see a lot of electric vehicles and hybrids and plug-ins and even hydrogen cars by 2025. It's just that the auto industry may be able to produce more trucks, for example, than they might have before. And in fact, Carlos Ghosn, who I spoke to, he's the head dog over at Nissan, Renault, and now Mitsubishi, and he said there won't be any changes at all in Nissan.
Interesting stuff, Paul. Hold that thought. We're coming back with lots more with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hello to all of our great listeners joining us in Atlanta on WCFO, everybody up in Portland, Oregon on KPAM, K-P-A-M. Thank you so much, everybody in Corpus Christi, Texas, K-E-Y-S, everybody in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, listening on WCCM, and all of our other great affiliates, coast to coast, border to border, or if you're listening online around the world at GCNlive.com, welcome. My name is Bob Long, along with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein. We've been talking about the Trump administration, the first 100 days, and its effect on the automotive industry. And Paul, now let's talk about another interesting story. This one is a little bit of a battle between Waymo, which is one of the autonomous vehicle manufacturers.
Waymo, Bob. Waymo is the guy who makes the hula hoops and the like. Yeah.
That's right. The old infomercials on TV. You're absolutely right. But tell us about this gentleman Anthony Lewandowski, who reportedly took more than 14,000 documents with him when he moved over to Uber.
Yeah, Anthony Lewandowski has been a big player in autonomous technology for quite some time. You may recall he was the face of the Google autonomous vehicle program before our old friend John Krafcik, the former head of Hyundai Motor America, wound up taking over the company there. And I have a feeling he may have felt it got a little bit too crowded up on top. He decided to leave, went over and formed a company called Otto. And, Bob, many of our listeners won't know the name Otto until they recall a few months back when there was a self-driving truck that delivered, 50,000 bottles of, was it Coors or was it Budweiser, out in Colorado. It was the first time an autonomous truck, heavy-duty truck, went across the state to deliver from the factory to the warehouse. That company, Otto, was then acquired by, of all things, Uber. Uber itself, it may seem odd, but this company that has all these drivers working for it actually wants to get rid of them all. It wants to have fully driverless vehicles. And you can understand it. The biggest expense they have is their driver. So the goal of Uber is to get the driver out of the car and go fully driverless. And they hired Lewandowski, bought his company, Otto. Here's the problem. If you believe the allegations, and I have to underscore it, they're allegations, Lewandowski took, as you said, something like 14,000 documents with him when he left Google, or what's now known as Waymo. And Waymo is suing Uber. It's a very nasty lawsuit. It's out in the courts right now. And as a result, Lewandowski has had to step out of day-to-day operations in many areas. He can't talk about a lot of stuff, and we're waiting to see if he's basically going to get into some serious trouble. He could even face some criminal charges, though whether that'll happen, we don't know. But this is probably one of the biggest battles in Silicon Valley right now, a place where they like to battle it out over intellectual property. And there are some other battles going on out there, and many of them are, in fact, focused on autonomous vehicles, which could revolutionize the auto industry in the not-too-distant future.
It's going to be very interesting, the years ahead. You mentioned Carlos Ghosn in the first segment, and I noticed a story you've got up at the Detroit Bureau.com in which Carlos Ghosn is ruling out a full Nissan-Mitsubishi merger. In his words, he says Mitsubishi needs to reform itself. And one thing I will say, in the press vehicles that I've had from Mitsubishi in recent times have been a whole lot better than we've seen from the company in quite some time. But this merger isn't going to happen, Paul, huh?
No. Now, those who follow the industry may recall that it wasn't all that long ago. Mitsubishi was on the border of collapsing. Now, this is a company that once was one of the hottest automakers in the global auto industry, certainly in the United States. They were getting very, very big, and they made a series of horrible mistakes. They did that. Remember that Ninja loan, Bob?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, no income, no jobs, no assets. Walk into a dealership, say, I want a Mitsubishi, and they would just about give a car to anyone
Exactly.
Problem was, many people then walked away when the first payment was actually due after about a year, and they got stuck with major, major losses. In Japan, that and some other mistakes wound up leaving them a few years ago about to go bankrupt, and a bunch of banks stepped in, saved the company, and forced it to start to reform. But then, because that wasn't a bad enough mistake, it turned out that they were cheating on fuel economy tests in Japan. It doesn't appear they cheated on their numbers here, but that nearly broke them. And at this point, a new white knight stepped in. That was Nissan. They stepped in to buy a controlling stake, and they now run Mitsubishi under Japanese law. Carlos Ghosn has given up the CEO position at Nissan. He's now the chairman at Mitsubishi, and he is on top of them. There's a half dozen or more senior executives who've moved over from Nissan to help reform Mitsubishi. And many thought they would just merge it right in. Well, they want to keep it as a standalone company, an alliance partner, just like Renault is. But I think you're going to see a lot of changes nonetheless. You're going to start seeing joint vehicle development. For example, they're talking about developing a small pickup truck that they build in Southeast Asia. You're going to probably see the two companies share their electric vehicle program. Both companies, Mitsubishi and Nissan, are big on EVs and other electrified vehicles, and you'll see more. The good news is, if you are a Mitsubishi fan, I think that's going to mean more and better products here in North America. To your point, Bob, the Outlander, now we're getting the Outlander Sport and more vehicles. I think Mitsubishi, we could see them start to get back on the map again. You may recall, for those who loved the old Eclipse, they showed a concept version of the Eclipse, in the Geneva Motor Show. And, or was it Chicago? I'm drawing a blank on which one they showed where. Anyway, the Eclipse Sport, is not the old sports coupe, but a sports coupe crossover SUV. So that's a sign of another product we're likely to see in the near future.
It's going to be interesting to watch. And as long as we're talking finances, I understand General Motors had a pretty good earnings a quarter here, rising 34%, and it appears that pickup trucks and SUVs and crossovers continue to deliver the sales and deliver the bucks to GM.
Yeah, very definitely. So we had a pretty good score. Two out of three Detroit makers wound up not just in the black, but solidly in the black. Big gains. GM up 34%. Fiat Chrysler nearly doubled their income from last year. Both beat expectations. The only one down was Ford.
Isn't that surprising? When we come back on the other side, we'll touch on that a little bit more, and then we're going to talk some interesting legislation that may be introduced, the National Historic Vehicle Register Act, and I believe this is going to be a good thing. More with Paul Eisenstein around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
He's one of my favorite guests, favorite contributors, Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. You're listening to Auto World. Thanks so much for being here, Paul. Before we go any further, let's remind folks about your newsletters, your RSS feeds, and all the other goodies that you got.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Now, people who are interested in any aspect of the auto industry, whether they're looking for information about buying or selling, spy shots, reviews, news, or just want to be an auto insider, they can come to thedetroitbureau.com. Thedetroitbureau.com. It is free, and we'll even help you stay on top of the world by advising you whenever we have a new story up. You can sign up for our newsletters, get an alert every time we put a story up, and there's a lot. Daily updates, weekly updates, even monthly updates. We also have RSS and, of course, Twitter feeds. And everything is free.
That's great. Free is a magical word today. Let's follow up a little bit on the first quarter results. GM and the folks at FCA have something to celebrate about, but I'm a little bit surprised that Ford's profits slid 35%. I know they had a bunch of recalls in there, and I guess outside of the light truck marketplace, some sluggish sales. What were some of the other contributors to Ford's first quarter decline?
Yeah, there were a lot of things that seemed to go wrong for Ford for the first quarter of this year. And by the way, here's the interesting thing. Just like GM and Fiat Chrysler, they actually beat the Wall Street expectations. So there is a good side to what happened at Ford. They didn't lose, I shouldn't say lose, they didn't drop as much as had been expected, and they still were in the black. They were just down 35%. And by the way, you might not cry too much when you realize that they were still earning about $1.6 billion. I'll take about 10% of that and feel very happy, Bob. But, you know, if you're looking at what went wrong, well, declining sales. Ford has seen overall a big drop here in the U.S. They've dropped more than the overall market. Increased recall costs. They got hit with a bunch of recalls in the first quarter. They have rising prices for things like steel and other materials. And they also, in Mark Fields, he's a CEO, in his words, they made an investment into Ford's future. So they also spent an awful lot of money retooling things like their plant over in the Michigan assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan, which is going to be switching from building very slow-selling passenger cars like the Ford Focus to produce light trucks like the reborn Bronco and Ranger models that they'll be bringing back in the very near future. So, you know, it's not entirely bad news. One place they didn't do well was in China, where they saw their sales screech to a halt, or I should say the growth that they've been having in recent years. And that's partially just because the Chinese had taken steps that slowed the entire automotive market down. So, yes, I think a lot of people were disappointed that Ford didn't have the same sort of growth as their crosstown rivals, but it wasn't a disaster for Ford. We're going to be watching the next few quarters to see if they can rebound.
As we pointed out, Ford had some recall trouble. Toyota is having some recall trouble right now with their Tacoma. Tell us about that one, Paul.
Yeah, they recalled about 230,000, if I recall. And there was an oil leak problem that could increase the risk of a crash, among other things. Apparently, it can cause the rear wheels to lock up. It's oil from the differential that can cause it to lose control. And they say that owners should watch out for things like increases in noise from the rear and some issues with propulsion, because obviously that's going to impact power to the rear wheels.
Another story which caught me off guard this past week that we need to talk about, and that was a comment from Sergio Marchionne from Fiat Chrysler, and he kind of made a casual comment about potentially selling off what is considered to be kind of the crown jewel. Yeah, the crown jewel of the company. Jeep and certainly Ram in recent times has done extraordinarily well. How true is this potential casual comment, and what potential impact could this have on the Dodge and Chrysler brands has me a little concerned.
Well, this is one of those things where even the slightest word from somebody at the top, whether you're a president or a president of a company, can have major impact, and sometimes those words come out of the blue. He was asked during a conference call to discuss the Fiat Chrysler first quarter earnings. One of the senior analysts here in the U.S. said, what would you think about the possibility of selling off Jeep or Ram? Is that something you'd consider? And Marchionne responded simply, yes. No follow-up. This is the weird part. This was a call for analysts, not for journalists. And the weird part was nobody asked the obvious follow-up question. So where he's taking this, how serious this is, and so on, we just don't know. But the fact is they might consider that. The same analyst went out and did some numbers and estimated that either of those brands, well, certainly Jeep, would be worth more than the market values the entire company right now. In other words, if somebody came along and said, I'll write you a check just to buy Jeep, it would be cheaper for them to go and buy all of Fiat Chrysler's outstanding stock. That's how valuable Jeep is. The rest of the company's holding it back. The Ram division is nearly as valuable on paper as is Jeep. So what they're planning to do, would they consider selling it? We don't know. What we do know is that Marchionne has been saying for some time that he wants to find a merger partner or somebody to buy FCA. Maybe he's trying to put out some sort of signal a little bit different from what he'd put out before, because having the for sale sign for the entire company hasn't seemed to work.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting story to watch. And certainly when you look at Jeep, like you say, they're red hot. There's lots of great new product around the bend from Jeep. And, of course, the Trailhawk and the adolescent vehicle for folks like Paul and myself, the 707 horsepower rendition of the Grand Cherokee was just co-introduced at Moab, Utah for the Easter Jeep Safari, as well as at the New York International Auto Show. And people just can't seem to get enough of Jeeps, and that's not only in this country, but worldwide as well. Speaking of a company that folks can't seem to get enough of, and that's Tesla. Continue to see more Teslas down here where I presently reside in the greater Orlando area. If you go to California, they're all over the place. If you go to a lot of the big cities on the East Coast, they're all over the place. But I understand one of their top executives has left the company after a feud with the rather unique CEO, Elon Musk. I have never had the pleasure of interviewing him, Paul. Love to get your take on this story, as well as ask you if you've ever had the opportunity to sit down with him.
Yeah, well, let me go into it this way. Yeah, I've spent some time with Elon Musk, and he's a fascinating man, a tough man. I think that if given the chance to work for him, I'd probably run in the other direction. Everything I understand about working for him is that it is one of the toughest, most difficult situations on the planet. I know a number of people, not just one or two, a number of people who have worked for him, and the number that stick around for a long time is very, very small. Remember, the co-founder of Tesla was essentially forced out. A number of auto industry people from all over the industry have left. The folks who are putting together several competing companies, electric startups, including Faraday Future and Lucid, many of them left Tesla because they just couldn't work for Elon Musk. It is a challenge for that company. And this was just yet another person who was on the company they acquired, Clark Roman. No surprise he left as well.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the National Historic Vehicle Register Act. You'll find out what it's all about with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, It's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, northamericandriver.com is where I put up a lot of my car reviews when they're not published other places, so check that out as well. And again, I encourage all you folks to get some free goodies from my sponsors at AMSOIL. Just shoot an email off to dan@thelubepage.com or george@oilhelp.com. These guys are experts. These guys can help you determine which oil is best for your vehicle, truck, ATV, whatever you got, boat. They really have lots of great information, and they're going to hook you up with something free that I really can't tell you a whole lot about. All you have to do is send them an email. Please do so. george@oilhelp.com or dan@thelubepage.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us. We're talking about all kinds of things, including an interesting piece of legislation, which is appears to be moving along, and certainly Paul, being from Michigan, and myself having spent a lot of time in Michigan and having attended the Woodward Dream Cruise a number of times, I think that's great. This is great about the National Historic Vehicle Register Act. Tell us a little bit about the folks that are putting this together and what it means for everybody.
Bob, I got to tell you, I have got to tell you that the thing that impresses me most is that this is a piece of bipartisan legislation.
And hallelujah.
Congress, where they can't agree where which is up and which is down. Well, Senator Gary Peters from here in Michigan, along with Senator Rob Portman, a Republican from Ohio, have gotten together on, as you said, a new piece of legislation. It's proposed. It has not passed yet. It's called the National Historic Vehicles Register Act. And one of the things that they want to do is create a registry of all sorts of historic vehicles. That includes not just automobiles, the motorcycles, trucks, and commercial vehicles from across the country, going back to the very, very early days. You might have vehicles just about forgotten as Ford's old original Capri and Montier. We're talking about race cars. We're talking about early, like I said, motorcycles and even trucks as well as regular automobiles. Let me read you this quote. This is from Senator Portman. Ohio is the second biggest car producing state in the union, and more than 90,000 Ohioans work in the auto industry. Making cars is part of who we are. And he notes that home in my garage, I have a Model T Ford with its original 1917 Ohio license plate, the same model and year that my dad drove to high school in Cincinnati. So you can see that there's a real passion from some sponsors of this bill who actually do enjoy old cars and are not just putting up a piece of legislation because somebody sponsored it, somebody, one of their backers came up with the money to get them to move.
Interesting. Well, let's hope it gets passed. It sounds like a great piece of legislation. Recently in New York, Porsche showed off a new rendition of the Panamera, which makes it into a wagon, kind of a shooting brake style wagon. And I think it does wonders for the vehicle design wise, kind of straightens out what is actually a beautiful vehicle, but not necessarily the most aesthetically beautiful vehicle. And now news out of Great Britain that Jag is going to be adding a wagon, the XF Sport Brake, and this looks like also a looker, to say the least, Paul.
You know, it's interesting you said that, Bob, because they try to avoid the word wagon in every way possible. They're using words like shooting brake, crossover, Tour X. The industry has found that Americans will buy wagons, just don't call them that. And that is what a lot of makers are doing right now. They're finding euphemisms for all these vehicles. So Jaguar, which is actually even in Europe, which is a wagon market, they've been using the term shooting brake. And if you look at it, it's a very attractive version with more cargo space than the standard Jaguar XF, but it doesn't have the big bulk of their F-Pace, their big sport utility vehicle. There's a number of other non-wagon wagons coming to the market. Of course, we just heard recently, we saw the new Tourx, a crossover wagon version of the Buick Regal. It'll be coming in soon from Europe. And one of my favorites is the new Volvo V90 Cross Country. Don't know if you had a chance to drive it yet. I have. It's pretty amazing. It's like a lot of the original cross countries, not the XC, not the big XC90. These really are pretty much wagons, much like what Subaru did when they created the Outback phenomenon. They took a wagon, they beefed it up a little bit. You get a higher ride height, some more cladding, and a few other things to make it a little bit more rugged. But basically, it is the V90 wagon. Now, to give you an idea how this market works, Volvo expects to be selling thousands of V90 cross countries, and maybe, if they're lucky, a few hundred V90 wagons.
Oh, wow. Still some reluctance on the part of the North American buyers, but I hope that reluctance fades away, because some of these vehicles are extraordinarily beautiful, to say the least, and also, you know, when it comes right down to it, they're very useful. And it's funny how journalists seem to like wagons, but the consumers do not. But I personally like wagons a lot.
Yeah, one thing that we absolutely agreed.
One thing we have to always be on the lookout for. We had an incident with FCA to do with some hacking, and with all the technology and all the stuff that we've got on today's vehicles, it's a potential hazard for folks who are in the business of causing trouble, hackers. And I understand Hyundai recently closed a potential problem with their BlueLink system.
Yeah, this was a bit of an embarrassment for the company. Like a lot of other automakers, it has been switching over to these remote app-based services that allow you to do all sorts of things. You can go in there and lock and unlock the car. And in the case of the Hyundai BlueLink app, you could also remotely start it, which is great, right? A cold winter or a very hot day, you want to get the climate control tuned up. Here's the problem. Apparently, they had a bit of a hole that would allow almost anybody with not too much skill to actually take control of the vehicle remotely. That doesn't fly very well. Bob, have you had a chance to see the new Fast and Furious movie? Was that Fast and Furious 8 called Fate of the Furious?
I haven't seen it yet. Is that the one that's got the demon in it?
Well, it's got the demon, but it also has a hacker who takes control of all sorts of vehicles and causes mass chaos by remotely causing them to crash and everything. It doesn't look like that's something that's likely to happen anytime soon, but it certainly is something that we need to be aware of. The reality is that hackers are targeting the automobile, and they have a very ready opportunity there because of all the new technologies that are going into vehicles, and the fact that there are a lot of new open doors. There are ways to get into those vehicles potentially. I want to stress potentially through things like the built-in Wi-Fi, through some of the satellite connections that are going into cars, even through those tire pressure monitoring systems that are wireless. And this was one of the biggest concerns for the gentleman who just stepped down as head of NHTSA just recently, Mark Roskin. One of his final acts was warning automakers they have got to try to address the issue of cybersecurity, because as cars get even more smarts on board, as they go autonomous and even driverless, it's going to be critical to find a way to make sure the bad guys don't get into all that electronics.
So true. We touched on Uber a little bit earlier in the hour, but this story kind of made me laugh in a way, but I guess the future is not that far off. Uber hopes to elevate riders with flying taxis. Push a button, get a flight. Are they actually serious?
That's a big question. Was this just something for them to play with and maybe get all the attention off of the lawsuits, the sex discrimination investigation, the investigation of their founder and CEO, Travis Kalanick? I mean, Uber's had a lot of problems in the last few months, so they needed to get people talking about something very cool. And they just wrapped up a three-day seminar down in, I believe it was Dallas, in which they announced plans to start field testing drone-based taxis flying in 2020, Bob.
Wow. Well, we read about it as kids, and maybe we'll actually see it in our lifetime, Paul. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. My name is Bob Long. Again, check out thedetroitbureau.com and Auto World Radio.
Attention Jeep and truck owners, J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.